There's been a torrent of news today about the condition of the Champlain Towers South condo building before portions collapsed last week. 11 bodies have been recovered. 150 are still missing. Today we learned that the Condo Association president sent a letter to residents in April saying conditions had greatly worsened since a 2018 inspection report found major structural damage. And the Miami Herald reports on a pool inspector's concerns about water damage, cracked concrete, and corroded rebar in the parking garage under the pool deck just 2 days before the collapse. Inspectors are fanning out over the area looking at similar buildings. What are they looking for? Kit Miyamoto is a structural engineer and CEO of Miyamoto International, an expert on disaster resiliency engineering. And Dr. Miyamoto, you're not involved in the investigations of this collapse, but you and other structural engineers have been hearing these reports, looking at the security camera film that shows the collapse. Your thoughts?
Well, I mean, first of all, the video which showing the actual collapse sequence of this structure. And it's so obvious that columns, which is essentially pillars at the lower floor, probably at the ground floor or at the pool deck area, which compromised that. And that's where the initiation of the collapse is actually originated from. Not many columns, maybe one or two columns actually failed, and that's caused the progressive collapse of the wing at closest to the ocean, essentially.
You know, we should say most structural engineers agree with you looking at that video. You can see this little moment where there seems to be a collapse and it pancakes down. Others are saying, well, there's, you know, we have to also leave the possibility it could have been something else, but that's what everyone seems to be saying. With that in mind, can you remind us what this structure was? It's made of reinforced concrete. I mentioned rebar. There are these columns that were holding up the building. Talk a little bit more about the structure.
This building is engineered and designed in 1979 and constructed completion in 1981. Construction itself is a fairly simple construction. It's actually the columns or the pillars, which are made of the concrete. It's reinforced by the rebar.
And rebar is like a stout steel rod.
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes you see the construction site, you know, like steel bar, you know, sticking out in the cage. That's that rebar is actually steel reinforced concrete column.
Well, and then also in this particular case, there's a pool right outside this tower of this building, the one that collapsed, and the pool deck. We see an open air parking garage under the building. But then there was also parking under the pool deck. What from the reporting has raised questions for you?
So here's how it works out, right? So those reinforced columns supporting the 8-inch thick of a reinforced concrete slab, 12 of them. So each column support the very big loading. And their sides are fairly small back then. It was about 16-inch square supporting a 12-story on top of it. So they're highly stressed or highly loaded columns. As you said, there's a pool deck outside of it. So actual footprint of this whole structure is much bigger than tower. It's actually got a whole basement, which is a parking garage down there. So this deck or pool deck itself is actually important structural elements. And so if that is compromised, potentially could weaken these columns and the cause of failures, and especially the if those columns been deteriorated by the seawater or salt air, which the 2018 report, they talk about quite a bit. And it was a very extensive report. It's done really well, pinpoint the danger and the risk and also extent of the deterioration going on.
Well, let's just go back over some of that. So the 2018 report found that under this pool deck, that water was both leaking out from the pool. There was salt water. You know, this is, you know, right on the ocean. Yeah. And it had already started to corrode the rebar. It's not unusual. We understand that rebar can be corroded, but you have to repair it. And the 2018 report said that this water was already coming off of the pool, coming off of the pool deck, and corroding some of these support systems. Have I got that right?
That's right. And not only the water from the pool, but also the ocean water. Right. That basement is being flooded a lot. They keep pumping that water out from basement, essentially.
or not. We should say some residents complained that it wasn't pumped out enough, that it would just sit there, which leads me to another. I mean, these are such tender questions because of what's happened. But there are reports on a man who was on the phone with his wife who was on a fourth floor balcony. She was looking out at the pool and said to him on the phone, "Oh, my God, the pool's disappeared. There's a big hole there." Then the line was cut. She was lost in the building collapse. Do you think it's possible this might have been a sinkhole, that that whole area collecting water might have just sunk?
That is possible. At this point, any potential calls shouldn't be eliminated yet. But remind you that this structure is rested on the concrete piles. You see the piles in sometimes the ocean wharf, you know, just pillars, right? That's piles, essentially. This actually driven into somewhere between 50 to 100 feet. It's a pretty high capacity piles, deep piles they have underneath of this building. So it is potential that the certain sink soil erosion or failure will expose this kind of a foundation. And if that is exposed enough, and if there's an air gap, then it could cause the failures, obviously.
Well, as inspectors are now racing around the area, we're seeing reports of them with scaffolding under these buildings in these parking areas, looking up at, you know, steel-reinforced concrete columns, chipping away where there's been cracks to try to look at the rebar inside. What should they be doing?
Well, that's exactly how you see the if any structural safety is compromised. So to really see the rebar in the inside of concrete columns, because they're hidden, right? They're buried into the concrete pillars. Naked eye cannot see that. So in many cases, you have to notch the concrete to expose those reinforcements. If there is any major rusting to these reinforcements, the actual rust itself expands that, and it causes the, what we call spalling or cracks in a
spalling,
concrete surface.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you can actually visually see it. But I think key is the maintenance.
Well, and you say maintenance then becomes the key. And this is, again, a very tender question. Mm. This may not be in your wheelhouse, but do you or other engineers have concern that this wasn't a company-owned building that was renting out to tenants? The city might order them to make the repairs. This was a condo. Condo associations pay fees to pay for things like electricity. Then when there's big repairs that need to be made, they are assessed the cost. We're hearing this was a $9 to $15 million project. Yeah. The letter the condo president sent to residents was to help communicate to them the importance of this $15 million repair that was needed. Do you have concerns about, I hate to even say, we don't know what happened, but any foot dragging, because people are saying, I can't cough up a couple hundred thousand right now to do this. I mean, do you have any concerns about that system?
I see this kind of things all over the places. After earthquake, like for example, Puerto Rico, they had an earthquake in early 2020. And many condo buildings been damaged in the southern part of the country. So there's, you know, arguments between the owners of a condo. Should we strengthen the building or should we not? Well, obviously, we have a certain technical opinion about what they should do. But it's not like everybody has the equal amount of money or borrowing capacity, right? So it's definitely very difficult to have the many owners to decide to say this has to be done. So I think governance structure, the policymaking structure of the condo buildings are actually also important things here. But again, there are ton of buildings, especially Miami area beach, you know, there's a buildings with reinforcement being rusted. It's really common. I mean, you see everywhere. But those buildings do not collapse usually so quickly like this. This has to be something about multiple factors. Definitely deterioration of one of those things, maybe foundation, maybe the something happened 40 years ago in the construction. No one knows that at this point, but engineers will find it.
Dr. Kit Miyamoto, structural engineer, CEO of Miyamoto International. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks so much.